Out in the fields, I'm Brian German with California Ag Today. The men and women in the California agriculture industry help to provide food to consumers all around the world. That makes it even more important to prepare the next generation of farmers and ranchers to fill that role. Shannon Douglas is the Director of Outreach at CalAg Jobs, a company that connects those looking for ag careers with employers who are looking to find long-term team members. Douglas talked about the vibrancy of California agriculture requiring a tremendous amount of workers.
Absolutely. So many people think about agriculture in terms of being a shrinking industry because we hear those numbers about farmers retiring. But frankly, farms themselves are getting larger, and we need people who are those professionals who can help the farmers and help those farms continue. So we have actually tremendous growth in California right now.
Throughout the state, agricultural companies face unique needs that require specialized knowledge. CalAg Jobs was established with a goal to link passionate and qualified people with great ag careers. The team at CalAg Jobs believe that agriculture is more than just a job. It's a way of life. Douglas noted the opportunities available for those who are interested in studying agriculture.
If you kind of try to make apples and oranges into one and the same, we end up with about 4.5 job opportunities for every crop science grad in California. So especially in crop science, the jobs are huge. And that's actually why we're here in helping promote the internship side of things. So our specialty crop internships are listed free right now.
In other news, Stephanie Tillman is a soil and agricultural scientist for LandIQ, one of the agencies consulting on the Central Valley Salinity Alternatives for Long-Term Sustainability Project. In 2008, the Central Valley Salinity Coalition was formed to organize, facilitate, and fund the efforts needed to fulfill the goals of the CV Salts program. Comprised of many of the water quality coalitions throughout the Central Valley, Tillman noted who else is involved in the CVSC.
The municipal and the industrial dischargers, oil, cities, regions, municipal regions.
Tillman also commented on the relationship between cities recycling their municipal water and the effects on water quality.
There's definitely some that are doing more than others. And what people need to understand, and what CV Salts is beginning to understand, is that when you recycle water, and this was the crux of the recycle water policy, then you impact water quality, right? So if you want to conserve water, if you want to recycle water, it necessarily means that the quality will go down. And so those are conflicting policies that have to be dealt with in the context of CV Salts.
This is California Ag Today.